What is the movie that represents your generation?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Now, I said I have the definitive list for Gen X, but that's significantly different than like Hot Wings, Boomer Generation.
No.
Or Steve, you're an elder millennial.
Yeah, I am.
Maitland
totally is
are you a Xennial?
I'm on the cusp of millennial and Gen Z, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you're kind of, so we got everybody's kind of represented in there. Hot Wings, what is yours? Gone with the Wind?
Okay, I'm not a boomer. I'm definitely not the greatest generation. Thank you very much.
Got that right.
Squarely in Gen X. I mean, I can think of a ton of Gen X movies. Singles is
that's
a big one.
Very much
the,
Gen X.
The soundtrack to that was massive.
Grunge. All grunge.
Yeah, all there. And all the classic players. Reality Bites. Do you want all the ones that I thought of?
You can name them.
Okay.
So far, you've... Singles wasn't on there, but Reality Bites.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. To me, that's like the. So Singles, Reality Bites, High Fidelity, Airheads, Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club is on there.
It goes backwards a little bit, but every Kevin Smith movie in the 90s, Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, to me are all pretty definitive Gen X type movies.
To me, the Gen X movie that... defines our college experience. I don't know why. It doesn't define our college experience. It doesn't have anything to do with our college experience, except it came out while we were there. But Pulp Fiction immediately takes me back to 1994when that comes up.
It definitely does. But, it doesn't, to me, that's not a Gen X movie. It's a movie that came out in that era, and we all loved it, and it's awesome. But, I think of, the grungy characters.
Yeah. Here's what they have. They say these are the movies that everybody in Gen X saw. See if that's true. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That was a little...
I was a little young for that one. That was early Gen X stuff, really early. I thought that movie was terrible.
The Goonies.
Okay.
Which I think...
Loved the
that
Goonies.
One sort of lived on. Because, Kelly, you're a little younger. You everybody your age loved it.
Loved
Maitland, have
Goonies.
You seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you love it?
Yeah. Indifferent.
Okay.
I never watched it.
The Breakfast Club.
I think I was a little on the upper edge of when the Goonies came out, but
Heathers.
Oh, I forgot about Heathers.
Real dark comedy.
Yeah, Winona Ryder, Christian Slater. I forget who else was in it.
I know Dead Beatty.
Mm-mm. Dead Beatty.
Mm-mm. Ned Beatty.
I think he's dead now.
Dead Beatty.
I think he's Dead Beatty now.
That was not the best work. Wayne's World, Dazed and Confused, Reality Bites, Empire Records, Clueless.
Records. Yeah. Clueless.
They say the number one Gen X movie is Office Space. I like that movie a lot.
I guess. Yeah, he was kind of a slacker Gen Xer in that movie, really.
Yeah.
In the Office world.
Steve, what about you?
I can see those.
God, Hot Wings named nearly all of them. especially the Kevin Smith ones.
Yeah.
Man, every single one of them.
Yeah, Clerks screams like 90s Gen X.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Rad, Steve? Titanic?
I think of...
That's the first time that Rad and Titanic have ever been mentioned simultaneously.
When I think of movies that define generations for millennials, Steve being a little bit of an older millennial, and I'm right there in the middle of it, Titanic for me was a big movie because Leonardo DiCaprio was in it and he was so cute. The production value didn't mean a damn thing to me. And people obsessed over that movie.
They did.
But
I still do.
But that's also a period movie. It's not that doesn't define who you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that Singles did and Clerks
kind
of did. It's that slacker kind of.
Steve, I thought you would have said American Pie. For your for your time as in the millennial
what year was American Pie?
Would have been 06-ish, right?
No.
Oh, no. 97, I think it's late 90s.
Was it really that long ago?
Yeah. God. You and I went and saw that in Omaha.
Oh, we did. You're right. Because that dude was from Omaha and it was a big deal. And everyone thought he was going to be the next great actor. And then he was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I thought for sure American Pie for you, Steve. For sure.
It's funny, you saying American Pie, speaking of that, did you see the trailer for that new Jennifer Lawrence movie that's coming out, where it's an American Pie type sex comedy that we haven't seen in about 15 years?
Yeah, I watched that this morning. So, and the gist of it is she's kind of a loser, right? She loses her car and she makes a living driving Uber. So now she doesn't have a way to make money. And then some rich people pay her to date their virgin son before he goes off to whatever fancy university.
Yeah.
And then hijinks occur because he thinks she's kidnapping him, okay, and she thinks she's giving him the day of his life.
Yeah, she's trying to have sex with him the whole time.
In theaters now.
Nice. I feel like there's one that people will associate with millennials for forever. It immediately came to mind when you asked this for our generation, which is Mean Girls.
Oh,
Mean
yeah.
Girls Mean is Girls.
The movie for millennials.
Yeah.
It is the
yeah, makes sense.
I think Mean Girls. And then when you think of another one that people will never forget from our generation, Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes.
Okay.
Huge.
Yep.
And then I also think, and this is stupid, but stay with me, The Blair Witch Project. Because that was such a ridiculously stupid, scary movie, but nothing had been done like that before. And it was so perfect for that millennial vibe.
Yeah.
It was so early 2000s.
You were at an age where I'm sure you were like, oh, yeah, this is real.
Yeah, it scared me then.
Actually, a lot of adults at the time.
Yeah.
And we were young adults, but a lot of adults were like, that's real. It really got you.
Did someone say Clueless yet?
Yes.
Yeah, for Gen X.
Varsity Blues. Yes. Definitely in there.
Oh, that would be, yeah, that would hit the millennial.
I remember my roommate freshman year in college, because that came out in probably 97, 98.
Yeah.
And I was a freshman in the fall of 99. And I remember my roommate, he was some high school jock. He was the one that was still wearing his varsity jacket on campus at college. And he was saying, yeah, man, when that movie came out, me and the whole offensive line went to see it together.
Of course. Yeah,
why couldn't our English teacher be a stripper?
1999 is when that one
came out. Yeah.
Here, this is a good list right here. T2, Matrix, Fight Club, American Pie. That is a narrow window, but very memorable. Like, take you right back to whatever age you were when you saw movies.
But like Hot Wings said, a movie like T2, I don't think of in that same sense.
It's not really a generational movie.
Right.
Like,
it's sci-fi.
It's sci-fi. Yeah. I'm like, when you say, defines a generation, I think it has to imbue characters that fit into that mold.
I can't believe I just thought all the Adam Sandler movies, the Billy Madison.
Oh,
yes. God, yeah.
The Happy Gilmores.
We just watched Happy Gilmore with the kids. It was really fun.
But is that Gen X? Because he's Gen X, or is that millennial?
Those are Gen X movies.
Those are. See, but they were released in the millennial time.
No, those were all 90s.
That's millennial if you're born in the 80s, late 80s, early
90s. I would say that
those are. Well, yeah, but I mean, then you would say The Breakfast Club was a millennial movie then, which obviously it's not.
Oh, man, I do love that movie, though. But man,
but those, like, I would say all the Happy Madison movies are definitely that Gen X stuff.
This text just brought back a bad memory. Two people, one from Albany, one from Buffalo, both wrote almost at the same time. PCU is a cult classic Gen X movie. You remember that one? Politically Correct University. That one was, I'm not surprised you don't.
That's David Spade. Right. And,
Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy Piven. That's the guy's name.
I took a date to that movie, and there were two things she didn't like that night. Me and the movie. And she made it clear both of them were in the same class. I'm not enjoying this, and I'm not enjoying you. All right, well, why don't we get you home?
Wasn't that basically Animal House, but not as good?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, I thought that, the general concept was basically the same.
It was kind of...
Jeremy Piven was like a Dick Dean or something like that, and...
No, I think you're thinking of Old School. Jeremy Piven was one of the students in this, and everybody was super politically correct.
Okay.
So it was like the gang of militant lesbians and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And then they had one big party, and George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic played, and everybody was fine.
Oh.
I think that's it.
Well, that sounds about right. That sounds fun. Okay.
Good time.
Good stuff.
Revenge of the Nerds, Austin Powers. Super bad for millennials.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. God, that's a great movie.
Super you still bad. Find shirts with McLovin's ID on them and stuff everywhere.
Yeah. They've lasted longer than McLovin.